family size. Families in many countries are not as large as they used to be. We tend to live in small nuclear families rather than large extended families. Parents tend to have fewer children. Young children are no longer expected to work. Nowadays, both parents often work. It costs so much to bring children up. It is more difficult to raise a large family. Working parents also see gender topic. Children and their parents seem to be less close nowadays. Parents spend less time with their children. Women traditionally stayed at home to cook, clean and look after children. Nowadays, both parents often work full-time. Children may be left alone, or with nannies or babysitters. Busy parents have less contact with their children. Many families no longer eat meals together. Children spend more time with friends or surfing the internet. Negative effects on children. The lack of closeness in families can have a negative effect on children. Many parents have no idea how their children spend their time. Friends, television and the internet become the main influences on children's behavior. Teenagers are influenced by peer pressure. Some of them join gangs. Juvenile delinquency is on the increase. Parents should be more involved with their children's upbringing. Young people need positive role models. Divorce. In the past, divorce was unacceptable. It was considered to be embarrassing for a family. People stayed together for religious or family reasons. Divorce is more socially acceptable nowadays. It has become much more common. Divorce can be extremely stressful. Lone parents may face financial difficulties. Many single parents have to rely on benefits paid by the state. Divorce can have a negative effect on children. Children from single-parent families are more likely to get lower grades or drop out of school. The rise in divorce rates may be connected to some social problems. Care for old people. Caring for elderly people was traditionally the responsibility of families. Adults had to look after their elderly parents. A woman's job was to stay at home taking care of her family. Nowadays, fewer elderly people are looked after by their relatives. Residential homes provide care for large numbers of elderly people. Some families are unable to look after elderly relatives. Families tend to be smaller these days, and women often have full-time jobs. Care homes provide a professional service for senior citizens. Nurses are better trained than family members. Care for old people, opinion. The best form of care for the elderly depends on the family situation. It depends on whether family members have the time and resources. We all have a responsibility towards the older people in our society. Governments should invest money in facilities and training for care workers.